Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Dorongan Australia terhadap penyelidikan sumber virus COVID-19 mengakibatkan hubungannya dengan China jatuh ke titik yang paling rendah. Ketegangan utama, khususnya pada perdagangan sapi dan barley, terungkap. Menteri Perdagangan Simon Birmingham mengatakan mitra kerjanya di China tidak membalas kontak teleponnya. Namun, menurut laporan, pemerintahan Morrison mendapat dukungan penting bagi penyelidikan tersebut. Sebelum pertemuan WHO atau Lembaga Kesehatan PBB. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Garrett Boram bagi SBS News. Sementara kematian akibat COVID-19 terus bertambah dengan kecepatan yang mengerikan di seluruh dunia, China menjadi lebih sensitif mengenai asal wabah ini. Sementara itu, Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump diserang atas cara penanganan pandemi ini. Ia terus menimpakan kesalahan tersebut pada sumber penyakitnya. Administrasinya mengangkat teori bahwa virus tersebut diciptakan di sebuah laboratorium di Wuhan, daripada pendapat sebelumnya bahwa virus tersebut berasal dari pasar binatang liar di kota tersebut. Ketika Australia merespon dengan penyelidikan independen, China marah besar. Duta besarnya bagi Australia menuduh dorongan tersebut berbahaya dan berlatar belakang politik yang berasal dari pemerintahan Trump. Duta Besar Cheng Jingye menggunakan wawancara dengan Australian Financial Review pada bulan April lalu sebagai peringatan akan konsekuensi yang bakal terjadi.
Maybe the parents of Chinese students would ask whether Australia was the best place to send their kids. Perhaps they might think again about drinking Australian wine or eating Australian beef.
Duta Besar China tersebut menolak bahwa itu merupakan tindakan boikot. Namun minggu ini, China mengeluarkan tindakan yang mengkhawatirkan para petani Australia dengan adanya pelarangan ekspor daging sapi dari 4 pemotongan hewan besar dan sebuah ancaman untuk mengenakan tarif besar pada ekspor barley setelah sebuah penyelidikan anti-dumping. Menteri Perdagangan Simon Birmingham menyangkal dorongan penyelidikan atas COVID-19 merupakan penyebab masalah tersebut. Namun, Senator Birmingham berbicara kepada program Insider ABC, ia mengalami kesulitan mendapatkan jawaban dari pejabat pemerintah China.
We've made a request for me to be able to have discussions with my Chinese counterpart. Now that request has not been met with a call being accommodated at this stage. The Australian government is always open for thoughtful and engaging dialogue with our international partners, including where we may disagree. And it is ultimately up to them as to whether or not they decide to reciprocate in kind.
Lebih lanjut, menurut Senator Birmingham, para pejabat perdagangan Australia telah mengajukan bantahan yang lengkap atas tuduhan dumping barley, seperti yang dituduhkan oleh pihak China.
We've done so backed up over a period of time by more than 10,000 pages of evidence, economic analysis, pricing analysis, and of course clearly demonstrating that our barley producers, like all Australian farmers, operate free of government subsidy, are some of the most productive and efficient in the world, and that's why they can produce large volumes, competitively priced. Australian barley lands in China at commercially competitive prices, based entirely on market factors, that there's no subsidy involved, there's no dumping involved.
Hans Hendrikske, Professor of Chinese Business and Management di Universitas Sydney di Business School, percaya akan lebih bijaksana apabila menteri tidak mengaitkan isu penyelidikan dengan ketegangan di bidang perdagangan.
I think what's important is to see that these diplomatic issues are not tied in with trade issues. And the Chinese have in fact been quite clear about that. They have not made a formal link between the whole question of a COVID inquiry and the trade issues. They've kept that apart, which means they've left the door open for a technical solution.
Di balik isu perdagangan dan ekonomi, Australia menerima dukungan internasional bagi penyelidikan independen atas sumber virus corona. Uni Eropa mempersiapkan sebuah pertemuan online besok antara WHO serta negara-negara anggotanya. Michael Subridge dari Australian Strategic Policy Institute mengatakan ini merupakan campur tangan yang cukup kuat dari Uni Eropa.
The EU, in surveys in Asia, in our region and in the Indo-Pacific about which are the great powers that are most trusted, the EU comes out along with Japan as a very trusted power, more trusted certainly than the Chinese, who are the least trusted power in Asia, and more trusted than the Americans. So the EU carries a lot of international weight in backing an inquiry. I think it's a fundamental and good thing.
Pihak oposisi Chris Bowen menekankan dukungan partai buruh terhadap penyelidikan asal muasal COVID-19.
Looking forward to avoid any mistakes that have been made in the past would be a very useful exercise. We regard that as a pretty unremarkable suggestion by the government, and it's one that we support. It would require considerable diplomacy, considerable effort to get that, and the more work that's being done with other governments to get it, the better, whether those governments be the United States, China, or the EU.
Ini merupakan masa hubungan antara Australia dan China yang bergejolak, di mana sebelumnya kedua negara pernah berhadapan dalam isu hak asasi manusia dan ambisi China menguasai teritori di Laut Cina Selatan. Namun, ketika ketegangan antara mitra dagang, Subridge mengatakan hal yang salah apabila menganggap China mempunyai kekuatan penuh dalam negosiasi.
A lot of the domestic debate around Australia and China is as if it's a wholly bilateral thing. You know, we're a powerful country, we're one of the top economies in the world, but we don't have a huge population. We look at China, it does have a huge population, it's clearly a great power. But China and Australia are not alone in the world. And even though China is big, it's not big enough to own the world.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Garrett Boran bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.